T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A good song. It's not like, you know, one of my favorite, you know, 2000 songs, and I would never choose to listen to, like, Prince's 10th best song, but, you know, okay. It's a very good song. Doesn't mean he's, like, in some pantheon of great musicians of all time, but, you know, yeah. You guys have your little opinion, I'll have mine.
Keep digging that hole, buddy.
Cheddar Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. All right, I had mentioned last segment, a lot of conversation here about you know, how we are as fans and whether we're too hard on our teams and our players sometimes. Also, something, John, in sports that's a joke. And I actually find this to be one of the bigger jokes we've encountered in sports in a long time. And we're going to encounter it this weekend. I don't know how many people know this. I'm sure some do, some don't. That for NBA All-Star Weekend, John, the slam dunk contest involves the following three, I mean, stalwarts of NBA basketball. Dunk contest participants this weekend are: from the New York Knicks, Obi Toppin; from the Portland Trailblazers, Anthony Simmons; and from the Pacers, not Cassius Clay, Cassius Stanley. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, All-Star Weekend. We got a great All-Star game lined up. I mean, there's great players. It's going to be fun. Ben and Joel and the you know, Durant can't play, but LeBron, all these stars, great, awesome, cool, good deal. All right, it's a different time. You're not going to have, you know, 20,000 fans in the stands. I get it. But you're telling me, John, the NBA can't come up with better players to be in the dunk contest that will generate interest for America than Obi Toppin, Anthony Simmons, and Cassius Stanley? What a joke.
It's a shame. I don't know what the NBA is supposed to do. It's obvious that guys are not very interested in applying or whatever you do to enter this thing.
Then don't do it and take a break for a couple of years they did before. Because honestly, I think this to me.
I'm still going to enjoy watching awesome dunks.
I will not seek this out. I can guarantee you. Like, I might stumble into it if I got nothing else going on, but I guarantee you this. I will not seek out the NBA dunk contest this year because those three players don't warrant my attention. They just don't. And by the way, they're probably great dunkers. I know they're young guys and they're considered great dunkers. Cool. But I'm not seeking that out. I'll tell you what I am doing, though. I'm presenting a Twitter poll question of the day today because it is an appropriate question to ask after such a ridiculous cast of characters is going to be in this year's slam dunk contest. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all pro sports and horse racing at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. Forget the 2021 dunk contest. Let's talk all time. Today's question: which of these players was the best dunker?
Ooh.
Now, you might want to put it as best dunker of all time. We've just phrased it as best dunker. But I think most people would say this is your creme de la creme in NBA history. Here we go. Which player, best dunker? We have put them in chronological order from when they first made the NBA. A, Dr. J. B, Dominique Wilkins. C, Michael Jordan. D, Vince Carter. Now, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We'll also field your phone calls on this. Let's have some fun here. Doc, Dominique, Michael, Vince. Now, there's some great historic dunkers not included. We only have four choices. I've always been a big Sean Kemp fan as a dunker. There are some other guys. But I think most NBA fans, if they had to narrow it down to four, would probably say the four would be Doc, Dominique, Mike, and Vince.
Man, Vince Carter was so amazing. I have a sneaky choice on this one. I don't know what your answer is.
Who do you lean here?
Dominique Wilkins.
I might go there, too.
Dominique was the best dunker. And I know Jordan, I don't remember what year that dunk contest was, but the year Jordan took off from
it was 80,
the free throw line.
It was 88, and Dominique got robbed.
I believe he did, too.
He did get robbed.
At the time, I was through the roof.
That's correct.
I couldn't believe that it seemed so pedestrian, what Jordan did in comparison. Dominique had so much flair.
He had power also.
Flair, power, yeah. Style. He was more exciting. He was, as crazy as that sounds, he was more exciting than Michael Jordan when he dunked it, especially that day. And he got, I think he should have won. And that forever just sticks in my craw. I think Dominique Wilkins was the best dunker.
You got a great memory there. Well, look, we'll see where everyone stands on this. Of course, at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly, you can hop aboard the phone lines also. And if you think we're missing someone that's the best of all time, we'll field that on the phone lines as well, 215-592-9494. But please, don't give me Obi Toppin, Anthony Simmons, and Cassius Stanley.
Well, you know,
so what information you got?
That Stanley guy is exciting because you heard that he his vertical was like he beat Zion's vertical.
I'm sure he's
at
a great dunker.
Duke, and yeah. That's exciting.
I need some star power. I need some star power. Those three guys.
Well, there is none, but yeah. There's raw athleticism, and we've certainly never seen it from these guys before because we haven't paid attention to them before.
Yeah, these guys.
It'll be. I'm watching.
I'm not. Seltzer, what information you got in there?
Derek Gunn tweeting out, sources confirm that Lane Johnson and the Eagles are working on restructuring his deal. Obviously, the restructures are going on right now.
Well, add that to the list of Brandon Graham, which is, according from what we understand, not yet done, but going to happen, and Darius Slay.
So how deep do you go here? This is, everyone keeps pointing to, hey, 2022, we're $80 million in the clear cap-wise. Well, I wonder what that number is going to be after all these restructures are done. I'm not opposed to doing the bare minimum restructure-wise. I know it has to be done. I was all for the youth movement and trying to, you know, cut corners and cut guys. Because I think we're just not going to be good anyway. You're going to hamstring yourself for 2022 if you keep going down this path.
Well, fortunately, they're choosing some.
We've seen this before.
Yeah, they're choosing some of the better players, but it is risky with Lane Johnson because of his injury history.
Yep.
There's no doubt that is a risk. Let's go to the phones.
I'm surprised they went Lane before Brandon Brooks.
Well, that's even more injury history.
Well, yeah.
It really is.
But does it – I mean, I wonder if Brandon Brooks is next. I wonder if Brandon Brooks is not on that list. Yeah. I wonder if Brandon Brooks is going to be out of Philly.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's talk to Chiro right now. Chiro, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
Doing great, Chiro.
Hey, man, I wasn't even going to call in there. I know I've been calling too much, but I had to talk on this topic, man. I think John Ritchie laid it out perfectly, and I think he is the perfect person to speak on this, you know, coming from his experience.
Yeah, because he wasn't booed much because he was a fullback. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
That,
no one noticed when I messed up.
He was still a guy who went out there and gave it his all and was respected, you know, and still is respected for what he gave to the city. I'm going to say it like this. I've been to Lambeau Field. I've been to Soldier Field. I've been to the Meadowlands. I've seen those teams make great plays. I've heard their fans cheer. It can't hold a candle to when something great happens at Lincoln Financial Field. When that place erupts, the electricity in there, it runs through your veins.
Yeah.
You have to give it your all. We don't accept half-ass mediocrity in there. You come out there, you don't have to win a Super Bowl, but you show you care, and you show you want to make us cheer for you, and you're a made man for life.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt the great times are great. I mean, the question is when they're not going so well, are we too harsh sometimes in that process? I mean, listen, Chiro, I really wanted Carson out of here. But, I mean, you know, was I a little too harsh at times? I mean, maybe. I mean, I screamed on the air that the guy stunk. I wasn't wrong. But, I mean, did I have to scream it? I don't know. I mean, maybe a little over the top.
lot of money, and he wasn't showing that he was ever built for this city. I hold that on Howie Roseman. He's great talent, but I think anyone knows Carson Wentz was never meant to come to Philly. You have to be a special type of player to come here and excel. I mean, it's Brian Dawkins. He never won a Super Bowl here. He's looked at as a guy. Todd Hermans, Trent Cole. I could go on and on. Guys that never won a Super Bowl here, they're looked at as gods in the city because of what they did and the pride they played with.
All right, Shira, give me who or what's overrated.
It's not overrated in the Delaware Valley, of course, but on a national level, it definitely is. You turn on ESPN, FS1, they're always talked about. They're always skeptulated as if they're going to be the number one team, the Dallas Cowboys. I like to call them the Arlington Cowboys.
Wow, that's a big answer too, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Chiro. Really good stuff.
That's a great one. That's at the top of the list right now.
I like that answer a lot. 215-592-9494. Coming up, speaking of the Cowboys, an opinion about Dak Prescott. I just don't get this opinion. We'll get to that next. A national commentator wondering why Dallas hasn't signed him yet. I'll tell you why. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. That's up next on 94 WIP.
Get in on the action right now and bet online with the name you trust. My Casino and Sportsbook, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. The only sportsbook based right here where we live in the Delaware Valley. So Parks provides home field advantage and so many different ways to bet. More than just teams and scores, bet on player performances, halftime scores, who scores first, league MVPs, division champs, bet props, parlays, teasers, and more. And with Parks, you always enjoy easy deposits, great odds, and outstanding customer service. New customers only. Sign up now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Download the app right now or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use the promo code JRWIP. That's parkscasino.com/PA. The promo code is JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. See the website for terms and conditions and bet with the home team. Pennsylvania's home team sports betting app, Parks Casino Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.